Yeah, why don't, yeah.
We'll have breaks in between.
Yeah, good. Okay, cool. I think we're good out here. All right, so some bad day.
Stop.
We're going to start the show.
We're starting the show.
Oh,
no music.
Unless you light it up, man.
Mile Sessions Live, and in the studio tonight I have the band Ethos. How you doing, gentlemen?
Swell.
Good.
All right.
Wonderful.
You ready to do some rock and roll?
Always.
All right. What would you like to start out with?
A song called The Bad Day.
All right.
Yeah.
So what we usually do after the first song is we go around the room, introduce yourselves real quick, starting with you, sir. If you could speak in the microphone there, make sure.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I play bass. Normally they don't let me have a microphone.
So oh,
there's like a reason treat. For that.
Yeah, we'll find out about that later. Okay. Kevin, all right. And
My name is Christian, and I play the guitar and I sing.
I'm Josh. I also play the guitar and sometimes sing. Mm-hmm. And we've got...
I'm Eric on the drums over here. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, gentlemen? So where did the name of the band come from? How do you...
Well, I had a creative writing class in another millennium, and a friend of mine who was the original drummer, he said, this is a word that I think should be the name of the band. I wanted to call it the Flailabouts, but Ethos won out, and here we are.
That's a big difference.
Indeed.
What is the origin of that word or that name?
It's ethics. It's Greek.
Okay.
Although there's nothing Greek about any of us, I'd say.
Ah, you're just...
Except the penchant for feta cheese at times.
It's like a defining characteristic of an idea or a thing. You know, us rocking, that's our ethos, right?
Okay, all right.
Something like that. But we're not the water, and we're not the insurance company. We're ethos, the band, and through that, because we've been around a lot.
We might be the marijuana, though.
It's not pathos. It's not logos. It's ethos.
Ethos. Okay.
Is my mic working? Hopefully not. I've got to click down. He said click on your mic.
Yeah, there's a little switch on there.
Yeah, got it.
They don't give him a mic very
What's
often
going on
either.
Back there?
We don't even let him out of the cage very often.
So that's 2 out of 4 that normally are not allowed to speak. Interesting.
You know, Scott, we actually speak with our playing. Eric and I are the dynamic rhythm section.
See,
you let the music do the talking in the words of Joe Perry, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right, Joe Perry. I love that song. He did let the music talk. He really did. For real. Okay.
All right, and then I had conversations with you earlier before the show, so we're talking a band who says they have ethics, huh?
Ethics, what are those, right?
Come on, Scott, you heard those stories. There's no ethics in this band.
Everything is, every line to be blurred.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't going to say it flat out, but I figured I'd get it out of you.
it didn't take much, trust me.
This is the interview part, yeah.
That's right. All right, why don't we do another song?
Why don't we?
Eric, how you doing?
Good. How are you over there?
Yeah,
there we go. Thank you. don't know the truth, oh, oh. Just look at me and not know. Oh, I'm mystified like a star out of wake, and then I'm horrified cause it didn't taste great, oh, oh. And now you know I have to go.
Forgive me, what was the name of that one?
Come Home.
Come Home. Now, the songs that we're hearing tonight, are they mostly new, or are they older, or a mixture of both?
Yeah, mixture, definitely. That song we just recorded back in December for something we're planning on eventually, 17 years from now. And
you like to take your time, make sure things are right, huh?
Yes, yes. The next song we're going to play is brand new. We've never played it anywhere.
So world premiere.
Indeed.
Right here on Levemo.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then you know, we released a new album back in December that's called There Must Be More Than This, and there's several songs in this set that are from that. So
how do we get a hold of that? Is it available everywhere?
Streaming everywhere, yeah. All the fine outlets of streaming or not.
All the known criminals or usual gang of idiots, depending on how you look at it.
The usual suspects.
Yeah. All right, so no physical release of this as right now?
Not as of yet, but hopefully.
That is really a tough thing nowadays. It's not even whether you can do it or not. It's just...
You know, you lust for the idea of vinyl, but then it comes down to, you know, getting it pressed. And now there are long lines to get these things done.
You know,
but the hope is everything eventually available on vinyl. Or on the back of my hand, depending on which way you want to do it.
Yeah, I need some more from my collection in the basement.
Everything everywhere all the time. Yes. Yeah.
All right, so this is a brand new one?
Brand new. It's called Meet Me.
All
at midnight. Got the sound, it's early and I wanna shout it. I need you close, stop and think about it. We need to float to find each other more. We need to keep this train control tonight. I want you for myself, you and no one else. These words are getting harder to define. I played a groove by Monday, had some doubts about it. You wanna see me stop, no need to shout it. Is it both from a love on below? You need to hear that you're all that I'm running for tonight. I want you for myself, it's you and no one else. Yeah, these words are getting harder to define. Tonight, oh, I need to clip a tiny price to pay for getting close. I'm horrified that you are far away, because I need you now. To define. Oh, tell me why. Why can't I go and catch a plane? Lying to you, I'll be good, I'll be hurt. Yeah, we're laughing because we both know that's a lie. Oh, tonight, 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 oh.
Scott, I tried not to make too many mistakes. They charged me. Like, they hit me up.
Yeah.
So you got...
So, like, last month, I had to pay the entire rent for the month.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so
like James Brown.
They're smart businessmen, aren't they? They got you out there.
I don't have my guitar anymore.
Uh-oh. All right. I think we have liftoff, at least on the guitar anyway. So how long has Ethos been at it? When did you start it?
13 BC.
Yeah.
92. In one form or another, yeah.
Wow, over 30 years.
Don't say it like that.
I've gotten past the point where I don't even worry about it anymore, you know?
I was like, three.
Yeah, you were... You were just out of the crib when you picked up your first guitar and decided to start your
Bonafide
own band.
Bonafide gutter baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably playing places that don't even exist anymore back then.
Yeah.
You could say that even though pre-pandemic, you know, places that don't exist anymore. And
this is true, yeah.
This is sad but true.
They're disappearing faster than they used to.
Are we doing Coming Home? Or are we doing next?
We got, like, all these goodbyes, maybe?
No.
No? Okay. Something? Where your heart out? Want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that one.
All right, we have to switch basses now, huh?
You know, I love these Fender Jazzes. You know, I just got this one out of Hawk.
And
so the other one's got a little bit of a deeper tone to it.
Okay.
The other one sounds a little jazzier.
He had a Mentos problem.
So
he put his bass in Hawk for Mentos.
All right.
He does things.
That was in Hawk. I had to pay the rent last month.
Just make sure you don't fuck up, okay? Just be careful.
So my friend,
there we are.
So you guys got any gigs coming up at all, or?
June?
Okay.
Not Lagerhaus. Casual Cafe.
Ah, on the east side, hey.
East side.
June 22nd.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, who are you playing with?
Winds of Neptune.
Winds of Neptune.
That's a good
band.
A good band to play with. That's a good lineup. Cool. So we'll look forward to that on the 22nd of June then. Cool.
I'm just kidding. I'll caught up with these.
How
are
you feeling?
Hot. This song's called I'll Wear Your Heart Out. We'll be right back.
Ah, yes, they do. Usually they don't start sweating till about halfway through, but you're ahead of the game, Christian.
Yeah,
we're prodigious sweaters.
Well, you know,
it's a mic test too.
I ran 3 miles before I came in here, but no, I didn't.
Yeah.
Chuck. Oh, it seemed like I'm lost.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Can't hear me in here.
Huh.
One, two.
Okay. All right, everybody in line. Actually, Eric, if I could ask you real quick, you were talking about that drum kit.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not just any old drum kit. You didn't just pick that up somewhere.
Yeah, I've been bit by the vintage bug, you know, and a lot of drums these days mimic vintage drums, and I thought that was a good thing. But then I talked to some older gentlemen, such as myself, and I'm like, you know, if you're going for the vintage sound, why not just buy vintage? And people seem to think that they're a little rickety in that, but there's things you can do now to, you know, beef up the hardware and actually make them playable, and they do sound better, in my opinion. They do.
Yeah.
I really like them a lot. But yeah, they're early 60s, they're pre-Ringo, and that was another thing, too, after 64, the Ed Sullivan Show. Ludwig called that the night of a 2,000 orders. The phones rang off the hook, and at that point, they just kicked them out. People are of the opinion that those drums are hastily made and not as good a quality as pre-Ringo, but I think there was a lot of pride in them making the drums on that, and these are kind of an example of that. I really like the sound, and so I'm with them, and I bring them out, and I play them like they should be played, you know.
Right.
A lot of drummers are doing it these days, bringing out the old kits. The market's healthy, you know, where the drums are readily available and in good shape and decent pricing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know that I've talked to other musicians about guitars, the same thing. You know, for a while there, everybody was just buying them just for their worth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in a window or behind glass or something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't touch them just so they'd be worth tens of thousands of dollars. It's like, what are you doing? Play the damn thing. You know, that's what it was made for.
Yes, and then you find those guitars that did have provenance that someone has played, and they're still being played. There's the real value in that one, and those are the ones that real collectors come out for. The other guys are looking for an investment. I know a friend of a friend that doesn't even play guitar and collects. He has all these lovely guitars, and he doesn't play, and they are just sitting on a shelf, and, you know.
That's tragic. That's a waste.
Yeah, it is. It is. Drums, you know, don't have that much value in them as far as like a guitar. My goodness, some of those early 60s guitars, new in a case, are hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
These guys, they're priceless to me. How's that?
There you go. They mean something, and they play well, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Thank you. I really like them a lot. Yep.
All right. I figured I'd get Christian a little break there. So, you ready, my friend?
Well, we got something. We got Past Your Lips. All These Goodbyes.
Let's do All These Goodbyes. We never played this song live. So. How about that? It seems like I dried up a little, that effect that you had on there. Oh, thank you. What a nice guy.
Yeah, we kind of know what we're doing around here. A little bit.
Curtain back now.
Yeah, this is off our new album. It's called All These Goodbyes.
Thank you.
not getting docked on that one.
Don't curse yourself now.
No, that was good.
We still got a ways to go here.
I was able to, anyway. It's funny when he talks in the mic. Now I can hear him pretty good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but then you get drowned by everything else, so it's really weird. Before you were coming up pretty calm.
The effects I put on, maybe it takes him out.
No, well, he needs to have that when he sings, but let me just try to turn up a bit when I do everything else coming up. I'm sorry to make waste, guys. I don't want to be a pest. I don't.
But you look good.
So I know it's kind of interesting, Josh, you guys like to put that capo on the third fret there? Or?
Yeah, it's just kind of a, honestly, a habit I've gotten into since joining this band. I never really used to play with a capo, but it just makes everything easier. Just slide up those cowboy chords to whatever position you want, and you're off to the races.
And still get that great sound.
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice as you move up, you get brighter and chimier, and it's nice, nice tool.
It's a good songwriting measure, I think. I mean, some people think it's cheating. I don't know. I'm not seeing any other capos. I'm only seeing this capo, so I don't know.
Normally, you see it a lot with singer-songwriters with acoustic guitars, but it's not often you see it with, you know, rock and rollers. You know, at least.
Well, I mean, I usually write most. I start with an acoustic. Then it comes down to this.
Yeah. Okay. Are you the main songwriter, basically, or? And these guys just join in?
I'm definitely not opposed to other people writing, but it's just what is up to this moment in time, 85 years later.
Yeah, you've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
A couple years. You're like me, once you get past the fingers and thumbs.
And I just put it in my pocket.
All right, what would you like to play next?
What would we like to play next, Eric?
Well, you know, we've got a few more things on this list, folks. we've got Past Your Lips. We've got we got Something or Past Your Lips. You know, we've got Drive Us. We've got She.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Which one now?
Well, I think it should be She, don't you?
She? Which one you want to play?
She.
She? Right now.
This song's called She.
Okay, good, and then hopefully I'll hear some vocals from you, and this will be a good thing.
And here we go. Eric loves this song. It makes, it's like a wind-up song.
I didn't.
once again, 11 Mile Sessions Live, Ethos Live in the studio.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
Oh, we only have a couple more songs to do.
Oh, well, yeah.
16 minutes.
This is what we do
Okay, we're going to do a song called I Will Improve.
Oh, right on.
We know that one, yeah.
That's nice.
Because really, there's so much room for improvement.
It's finally good to be spring now. It's not winter anymore.
Oh,
no, but it's here. Didn't have too bad of a winter, actually, and now everything's starting to pop again. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, I think we're still being teased, though. We haven't seen the last of it yet.
I think you were going to get one of those snowstorms, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something?
So,
let's end on something. Let's do hashtags.
Well, let me ask you for a second, Christian.
Sure.
Since we got a little bit of time, you started songwriting. Where did you get your inspiration from? What are your heroes?
When I started, it definitely was things like Mark Bolan,
mm-hmm.
The Smiths,
mm-hmm.
John Lennon in particular, George Harrison. I love girl groups, Shangri-La's. Like the Ronettes.
Yes.
Okay.
That sort of, and then late 50s, early 60s melodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, welding them to like a My Bloody Valentine type of distortion melody.
Interesting. So almost like the 50s meet the 80s kind of thing, almost.
Yeah,
or
a lot of
early 90s.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere around there. Interesting.
Yeah.
So when you were a little kid, you listened to the that older stuff?
Yeah, very much so. I used to love Honey Radio. I was I was a weird kid up a tree with a transistor.
Right.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, that was all that you could do.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those ghettos where...
Yeah.
I had my radio, I could listen to music and ride my bike, and that was about it.
You know what?
Give me a transistor radio.
Yeah.
The one earpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you could listen to Honey Radio, CKLW.
Thank you.
Go around town with a sweater or a cardigan. And
That's not good.
Okay.
Perfect.
You know, in hindsight, that was magic, really, to have that. And. You know, it was just you and earplug.
And the meetings were hard.
Yeah.
I weathered the storm.
But think about it, like you actually had this life like a movie. You had your own soundtrack to your life.
Still do.
You know, and the kids don't realize what they're missing out on.
Yeah.
They listen to 15 seconds of something and groove to it, and all right. Psst,
you got it.
And they switch it to something else.
Yeah, the attention spans dropped. Didn't someone say that, you know, back into the 50s, 60s rock and roll, it should be no more than 2.5 minutes long. That was the average attention span of a teenager. Well, now we're down to about 15 seconds. You know?
Yeah, anything longer than that. And, you know, that's why you don't see a lot of artists doing actual releases anymore.
Yeah.
Because they figured none of their fans are going to get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're going to maybe pick.
Which
little bits and
be shame because it's like I know for myself I plot records with you know like chapters and I definitely look like
even the albums back in our day that weren't concept albums they still had some kind of a plan was some kind of a mood it would set
start off liking the first three songs and then after repeated listenings you're deep into the fourth and fifth song and then a week or two later last three or nothing at all.
Yeah. But one way or another, you got through the majority, if not the entire release, by the time you were done.
For sure.
You know.
Absolutely.
But for them to do that now is just unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole different animal now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shall we?
All right. So we got a couple more.
Past Your Lips, we say. That's not the whole title, just Past Your Lips. Kick it, G.
Made the call, and then you pulled.
All right. So once again, Kevin, Christian, Josh, Eric, thank you so much for coming down and playing for us. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much for having us.
A pleasure, honor. Thank you.
All right, so we got time for one more. What would you like to finish off with?
Sure. This is a song called Something, and man, it's something. Bye-bye.